Okay, what else have I got to say? Well, first thing is, I'm really impressed with the new member of the welcome team, which some of you will have seen as you came in. Beautiful smile, lovely words of welcome from the inflatable penguin. Obviously, a really important member of the Polar Explorers Holiday Club team. Thank you to Inflatable Penguin and to everyone else who was part of the team this week. I'm really sorry that Julia and I missed it this year because of it's my daughter's wedding, really, that's caused us to have our holiday then. So it's all her fault. Really sorry to have missed it. But for everybody I've spoken to, it sounds like it was a really brilliant time. We'll hear more. Thank you, Michael. It was Michael. Yes, I thought it might have been. No, I can't read. So good job it wasn't on an inkjet. Anyway, I thought it was a bit cold in here today. Did you think it was cold in here today? Cold enough for snow? I did. Yeah, I thought, well, maybe I should have worn a jumper and things. Christian's wearing goggles, which is very disturbing. I wonder what else is going to happen. Anyway, apart from Michael, thank you to all the team who, including Michael, of course. Thank you to all the team who did so much to make this week a real joy and success. So we'll find out a bit more about that later, of course. Your notice sheet will look slightly less covered in fake snow than mine, but nevertheless, it will contain similar important things that you need to read. Mark, learn, and all of that thing. So do please take note of it. We're getting towards the end of the holiday hiatus in frantic church activity, so more things will be happening quite soon. So do please look at those things. Alpha begins on the 5th of September, so that's quite soon. So do please notice the things that you need to do. One is to pray, and that's the most important thing any of you can do, about whether you should be a guest on Alpha and do it for yourself, or whether there's somebody that you might want to invite to come. Please speak to me afterwards if that's something that you're not really sure about or you'd just like to know more. But if you're intending to come, please can you let Pearl know in the office, because it's quite important that we know how much cake to buy. Also, coming up quite soon is the closing date for the Ikisa logo design competition on the 4th of September. So you need to get if you need to get creative, you need to do it sooner than later. And Michael will tell you more about that, as well as how to work the snow machine, if you want to ask him. lots of other things coming up a little bit later in September and into October, but those things are all important. Now, one thing is the City Food Bank needs strong plastic bags, because now supermarkets are charging 5p a bag. The unlimited and inexhaustible supply of plastic bags has become limited and exhausted. So if you've got a stash at home, please bring them and put them in the box in the foyer, which is under the table, being guarded by Inflatable Penguin at the moment. They really do need those quite urgently. What else? Church cleaning and painting weekend. You can read about that. Men's breakfast. Excellent. Saturated fat. 17th of September. It says 8:30 p.m. on your email. Where's Pearl? You had a hard week, yeah. It does say a.m. in your notice sheet. It says p.m. on my thing. All right. that's enough church news, I think. Definitely enough church news. I thought somebody was trying to tell me something. Pardon? Yeah, come and speak. I've lost the ability.
Just to say, it's Community Cafe on Tuesday at 2:30. And it's not just for the older folks, like me. It's for the young folks as well. So Mike will be there with games, various. And we've got games for younger children as well. So, you know, please all come. It's Community Cafe. Lovely cake and tea and coffee.
Where is it?
Oh, Community Centre, sorry.
Thank you. I don't know. Great. I think that's probably enough church news. So I think... Do you think we ought to find out a bit more what's been happening this week? Yes. Would that be good? Yes, I think it would. Good. Let's do that. I'll take my pieces of paper away.
Well, good morning. Lovely to see so many people that I saw last week. It's fab. I think we're going to start by a little bit of jumping around. We're going to sing. Hello.
Hi, Murphy.
Did you forget about me?
I'm sorry. I was thinking a lot about what I was doing last night.
What were you doing last night then?
Well,
so random finds.
The GB diving team needed a bit of help. Because they weren't doing quite so well, so I've been diving.
Did you get another medal?
I did.
Oh, well done.
I got the gold.
You got the gold. Well done. Congratulations.
Lovely. Doing it for Cambridge.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, so it's good. So random finds this week. What if I've won lots of gold medals?
You've won gold medals. You played for the Knicks.
I did, in New York.
Didn't know who the Knicks were, did you?
Basketball team. Yeah, and I won other things. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for my expedition.
I don't think you are.
I've got my hat.
No, you.
Got my bare feet.
Oh.
All week the children have been helping me because I thought it was a good idea to go on an expedition in the pole. The East Pole?
Where did
the
we
pole.
Go?
Well, where
the
we...
South
oh, the South Pole.
Pole.
I thought it was good to wear my bare feet, and they told me not to, and they made me put on hats.
And you went without breakfast one day?
And then I had to eat dry porridge. That was not nice. Did I like it?
It's strange. When I gave it to you, it went all over you.
That was very sad.
It was very sad.
And then I had to have a compass.
Oh, yeah. So you knew what direction to
go
in.
To go. And that didn't really help me, did it?
No.
No. But I'm ready now.
Yay! Right, I thought that we could maybe sing.
Okay,
we sing Trust the Lord?
Yes.
I think everybody has to worship God with this song because it's the best Bible verse in the world. Comes from Proverbs 3:5.
Yes.
And we all know how to do it, don't we? The people who've been here all week. Yes. Do your actions big so that by the end of singing it, everybody is doing the actions all together. Are we ready?
Yes.
Shall we jump up?
Yes.
Stretch a bit, because you might be a bit... You've been sat there a while. We did have Maria doing amazing skiing exercises. And this is a ski jump goes, ooh, doesn't it? So it goes, trust the Lord with all your heart. All your heart, trust the Lord. And then there's some various action-y bits, but you can do as much as you can.
Mix them up, it's fine.
It's fine, that's what we do. Shall we go? Are we ready? We could do a bit of clicking.
Trust the Lord with all your heart. All your heart, trust the Lord. Jesus is our King. We're gonna dance, we're gonna sing. Yes, He's our friend and He's here for us forever. He will never let us go. What a love story to show and tell the world. He's amazing and forever. Trust the Lord. Is our King, we're gonna dance, we're gonna sing. Yes, He's our friend and He's here for us forever. He will never let us go. What a love story to show and tell the world. He's amazing and forever. About to be like Jesus every day, to be like Jesus every day. Sing and shout and show our friends what it's about, to be like Jesus every day, to be like Jesus every day. Sing and shout and show our friends what it's about, to be like Jesus every day, to be like Jesus every day. Trust the Lord.
Trust the Lord.
Gav, shall we sit down and relax? Oh, I might have got a bit out of breath.
Oh, did you not mean me?
You can sit down barefoot if you want to. Are you comfy? Are you? Well, I was having a little think about what we've been doing this week. And, oh dear, barefoot doesn't have a very good memory. It's a bit tricky. I might just move this a little bit out of the way, actually. So we might need to remind barefoot what we've been doing. So we had four friends of Jesus that we learnt about. And what was really amazing is we learnt that we were never to all these things here. So let's see if we can remember who we found out about. Do you want me to give you a clue? Yes. She really doesn't know. Who can remember, can you help me guys, Polar Explorers, one of the names of somebody that we learnt about this week? Yes, Annie. Peter. Oh, well done, bare feet. So Peter got a lot of stuff wrong. And we learned that we can never make too many mistakes. Peter got a new name. Well, his name meant something special. Peter. Do you remember what it was?
Peter.
Piper. No. Okay. No. What was his name? What did it mean? The Rock.
Oh, the Rock.
That is right. And although he had got things really, 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 really wrong, Jesus said to him, I forgive you, and I actually want to choose you to start my church. Amazing. And we learned about a day when the Holy Spirit came and about how the Holy Spirit made them strong and able to do amazing things because they'd been really quite afraid beforehand. And we found out about how we too can have the Holy Spirit living in us to make us do things that we're scared of doing. So that was cool. So who else? It was Peter. There was... And in order, Stephen. That was day two, we learnt about Stephen.
That was
That's
Stephen.
Right. Who
Stephen.
Was...
Stephen, yes.
Well done, bare feet. She's on the ball-ish. Felix.
There was a Timothy.
Timothy.
That's right.
Yes.
I think she might be copying. That's right, there was Stephen and there was Timothy. Can anyone remember anything about Stephen? What was special about or not special about him, actually?
Stephen.
What did Stephen do?
Stephen.
That's well, he helped them with the food. That's right. He was really good. He was given a very special job handing out the food. And we learned that as well as handing out the food, he also would pray for the sick and people were healed. Amazing. So who's the other one? Timothy. Who can remember something about Timothy? I think he was our favourite.
There was a song. I remembered something.
There
on
was
my
a
own.
Song.
On my
there
end,
was
a
song.
The song.
Don't
Timothy, don't let.
It was quite a cross song.
Stand on you. No.
No.
Don't let anyone look down.
Yeah, Marcus. Yes, don't thank let you. Anyone. Isaac, do you want to do you know the verse? Who else knows the verse? Anybody else? Who can come? The three of you.
Get them a microphone.
Say it, big voice. Does this one work? Yeah. Is it on? Okay. I don't like it because I've got a microphone. Okay. Are you big voice? All four of you. Really big voice. Go.
Don't let anyone look less of you because you are young, but set an example to all the believers in what you say. In the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. 1 Timothy 4:12.
Fabulous! Good job, guys. Well done, guys. And that is a clue to the fourth person that we thought about, the person that wrote that. Do you remember what his name was? Fourth person. Yes. Paul. Well done, bare feet. That's, I think, yeah, I made the right decision that we wouldn't take you on the Olympics diving team. Can you imagine us doing the synchronized diving? Maybe not.
Yay.
I do love you, though, bare feet. Paul used to be called Saul. That's right. And he was very... bad, wasn't he? So we've learned this week you can never make too many mistakes. You can never be too ordinary, because Stephen had a really ordinary job, but that was fine and a part of God's plan. You can never be too bad. Paul had killed Christians and had even stood there while Stephen was being stoned to death. But we found out that Jesus, in meeting Jesus, his life was totally turned around. And you can never be too young. And today we're going to very quickly hear about a woman called Lydia. And you might be able to guess the word that goes with Lydia. Can anyone see the one that I hadn't photocopied and laminated because I'd forgotten?
I think it's that one there.
Might be this one. It says unlikely. So I'm going to very quickly read about Lydia. And can you just tell me what verse I'm starting on? It's chapter 16. 11, but I'm going to go from 13 because I'm going to be different. So if we're going to read from, you see the little tiny 13, that's where I'm going to go from. The first bit just tells us about some of the places that they're traveling to and telling those people all about Jesus. They were doing a lot of traveling. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia. And she was a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshipper of God, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. And she said, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house." And she persuaded them. Now, Lydia was a woman. I've never met a man called Lydia, have you? No, definitely a woman's name. And she was really rich. And she was also really important. And actually, that made her quite unlikely. Jesus had really focused on the poor and the sick and the people that perhaps we would think as unlikely, but Lydia, being all those things, was unlikely in those days. And isn't that amazing? That it doesn't matter who we are, where we come from, whether we're rich or whether we're poor, whether we're any of these things, we are never to any of those things can stop us from coming to Jesus. And Jesus loving us and us being able to love him too. We are now going to shine. Woo! Are we ready? Jump up. We're going to sing. This is another Holiday Club special. I think I might need the glasses for this one.
Do you think some of the children should come up too?
I really do. Who can do the good? Woo! We've added in an action, guys. If you thought you knew this, you don't yet. Who else is going to help us? More. Come. Fab. Are we ready?
Can you show me shine?
Inside out.
one of the most encouraging things of this week was seeing our young leaders, who quite a few of them couldn't be here today. We've got Daniel, definitely we've got Bethany, we've got Daisy here as well, just doing such an amazing job, and seeing, and Jeremy, fab, hi Jeremy, I didn't see you, and the young children, the children, just joining in, enjoying themselves and also connecting with God. And we had a time of prayer each day, didn't we? And what we're going to do now is we're going to pray. And right at the beginning of the service, we declared that we were going to pray for the world. We're going to pray for each other. We're going to pray for ourselves. So how we're going to do it is we're going to use sort of actions. Who can remember what we were doing with our hands and why? There isn't a rule, because actually you could pray lying down. We talked about that. We could pray anywhere. But what did we do with our hands? Can you remember? And why? We put them like this. And because? People did that. Yeah. All those people we learnt about would have prayed with their hands open. So we were being like Paul and Timothy and Stephen and who have I forgotten?
Peter.
Feet, you never cease to amaze me. So how we're going to do this is we're going to first of all pray for the world. Okay, we'll hold our hands like that. And then we'll pray for each other, just symbolizing kind of going out. And then we're going to pray for ourselves. Shall we do that? Shall I pray?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Bare feet says, okay. So let's pray for the world. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the world. We thank you that you are maker of heaven and earth. And Father, we pray for the parts of your creation that are hurting, for people who are sad or lost or hurting or ill. Father God, we pray that you would bring people to help those who are suffering. We pray that your world would be a place of peace and love and joy. Amen. And then we're going to pray for each other. So actually, I find that quite hard to do. So you might want to go that way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each other. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for people who are far away that we know and people who are close. And we pray especially for those who are new in this area, for those who don't know you yet. We pray for those we love who are unwell. We ask your blessing to be upon each of those people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And then we've got to pray for ourselves. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you know us and you love us. Thank you that you know everything about us. And we ask that you would fill us afresh today by your Holy Spirit, that you would help us to do all the things that we find tricky or scary. We ask that you would fill us afresh with your love and help us to love each person that we meet. May we always know how much you love us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I think David is going to come and lead us in our special prayer, which is called the Lord's Prayer.
Let's continue to pray. So we pray the prayer that Jesus himself taught his disciples and us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Great. Well, is that everything?
Yeah.
That's mine. You can't have that.
Oh, can I not take that one?
No, you can't. That's my one.
You won't know what it's doing, though.
I know, I won't.
That is everything. Can I just say thank you, though, to you guys? They've been amazing this week.
Mm.
The best thing about Holiday Club was being with everybody and God being with us. It's been really, really amazing.
That's really, really good. Don't go away for a minute.
Why?
Well, I just want to say thank you to you for organising it all and getting it done and everything else. And also, I believe it's your birthday today.
Oh. It might be, but it's not be. Sir Randon Fine's birthday.
Sir Randon, well, no, but you can be Christian now. Look, little birthday gift for you. And also kind of a thank you for organising the Holiday Club.
Thank
so let's give Christian
God.
A big round of applause for her
thank
birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
Isn't that lovely? Now, I wonder if anyone, young person or older person, would like to say anything about what the Holiday Club has meant for them. They'd like to come and tell everybody. Anybody like to? Yeah, that'd be fine, yes. I'm terrified.
Sorry.
I realise that.
Who has got anything? You might have a verse that you can remember. You might have a best joke, best memory. Who could be
no, that's not gonna
super
work.
Brave? Might be
anybody
a leader.
Anybody? Michael.
Mike's going to be brave.
Can always be relied upon for a comment.
Yay.
I'm just glad he's not behind there.
Yeah. Well, what I really like about both Holiday Club and about this church, really, is that I can use my rather wild gifts. And God can still use them. It's okay here to put snow on the vicar. which I can tell you, doing that in some churches in Cambridge would not go down at all well. So this is what I like. God is here in a special way, which means he can use me, and he can use you as well, no matter how stupid and wild and weird your gifts are.
So we could add never too stupid and wild and weird on there.
Yes, you could. You definitely could.
Thank you, Michael. Anybody else like to say something about what this week has been for them?
Okay, do you want to come up? Come on.
Anyone?
Be brave.
Oh, well done. What's been the best thing for
Tell
you, Isaac?
Eleanor, who's just there. Yeah. Big voice.
I've learned that you can never make too many mistakes and you can never be too ordinary.
Fab. Thank you, Isaac. Well done.
Whoops. You've tangled up.
No,
that's fine.
Felix?
Yeah, come on then, Felix. You tell us what the best bit for you was.
Well, the best bit was when I learned that you could never be too young, so that, like, you shouldn't be looked down on just because you're young.
That's really good. Thank you. Well done.
And Annie?
Annie, come on then.
My best is with the crafts.
The crafts?
Tell us a little bit about the crafts.
Well, on the first day, we made a snowman out of a sock.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing. Not sure how that happened. That was good, was it?
Yes.
The crafts was the best bit. Well done, Annie. Thank you very much. Anybody else?
Oh,
hello.
Do you want to speak into this?
What's your best bit?
This is Florence, who's Felix's sister.
I learnt that you can never make too many mistakes, and you can never be too ordinary.
Oh, well done.
Thank you, Florence. Wonderful.
Well done, Florence. Daisy, slightly larger version of a young person.
So I only went to the Holiday Club for 2 days and I was helping in the young team. And because I only went for the last 2 days because I was doing the drama in the last 2 days, and I thought that I probably wouldn't want to do it for more than 2 days, but it turns out I actually really enjoyed it. And the feel of every group, I was in a small group, I got put into it randomly, but the feel of every small group, we just felt like family, and we could all talk to each other, and everyone was just so nice to each other, really. So it was really nice to be there.
It was really good. Thank you.
Don't sound so surprised.
It was fun.
And Bethany. Bethany and Zeke.
Do you want to talk as well, Zeke?
So I was helping with the year two group, and the little girl in my group, on the last day, she said, "Now I've learned that God is with me in whatever I do, if I'm going to school, if I'm playing with my friends." And that really, like, touched me in a way, that she's learned that God is always with her no matter what.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Bethany.
I have an issue. Have I shrunk during the holidays? Everybody seems taller.
I just wanted to say something about some of the nurturing that's gone on this week. We had a little boy who completely lost the plot when he got here, and we were talking about meanings of names, and I said, "Do you know what your name means?" I said, "It means brave, and you are being brave." And honestly, by the end of the week, that little boy was absolutely shining. He was joining in with every single action. And I do believe that shine is a special word for somebody else who's here. Was it your first word of English, shine?
Yay.
Yes, which I think also is really, really special that we were all shining by the end of the week in so many different ways. Aww. It was wonderful.
Brilliant. Thanks, Eleanor. As this morning goes on, I'm feeling even more sad that I wasn't here, which is good, actually, because that means I might even be here next year. So I don't think I've got another daughter getting married next year, unless anybody knows any differently. Anyone else got anything they'd like to share with us this morning about this great week? It's clearly been brilliant.
Okay.
Thanks, Christian. Well done. Well, that's just brilliant. I'm just going to put this back on. Lovely. Well, I think we've had so much excitement this morning that it must be nearly time for a cup of tea or squash and a biscuit and just to have a rest, because I'm exhausted by this morning's service. I don't know about you. So what we're going to do first, though, is we're going to sing our final song. And during this song, we're going to take up our offering. It does seem sometimes a really strange thing that we go to church and somebody comes around with a bag, we put money in. But it's part of our worship, because we worship God not just with our voices as we sing, not just with our prayers, not just by turning up on Sundays, but by giving back to him something of what he's given to us. There's an opportunity to do that. If you're a visitor or be our guest, if you come unprepared, don't be embarrassed by the bag. Just ignore it and let it go past. But it's our opportunity to give something to God as part of our worship, which is a great thing to do. So let's stand and sing "Water, You Turned Into Wine."